1, 2, 3.
Hi guys!
Welcome back to Undergals!
Woo! And the fans go wild!
I bet they are going wild. They're like, what? They're shook right now.
Why you in? How are you, Nancy?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been good after a little break.
A little? It's been a month. Probably, has it been a month? Longer?
No, it's been a month. It's been like around Valentine's Day. Oh, we already passed that.
It's been, yeah, like almost all February, no?
It's been like
a month. Yeah. Dang. But we're back. Yeah,
that was a long break.
We're back and we're better.
We'll explain right now.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to start with the usual.
I bet you guys missed it.
Yeah.
Our icebreaker. Okay, so our icebreaker today
involves something that has been on the news. Not in the news.
But always on the news.
But I'm sure y'all have heard of Kim Kardashian and her dating Pete Davidson.
What? Which, that's a little weird, right? Right? That's like, what the hell are they doing together?
I know. It's like, I don't know. It's...
I really, really think it's a publicity stunt.
I think so, too. I definitely think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot
of people are saying it's because of that video that she did about...
In SNL?
You need to work.
Oh, really?
Like, yes.
To get, like, attention out of that?
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, wow, like... Since you grew up, you know, with everything.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe because of the whole, like, Kanye. Like, to get the attention away. Oh, like, getting the attention out of Kanye and her? Like, getting divorced?
No.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, I think it's because of that video.
You think so?
Yeah, she's like,
but that just
nobody
happened.
Wants to work nowadays.
That just happened, and she's been with Pete.
No, but it had, like, stopped.
Oh,
and
then
after
now,
that,
apparently
it's like,
he tattooed
okay,
her
now
name.
They're dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're confirming it. So it's like,
who would tattoo? I mean,
to each other. Cristiano Nodal?
He's also tattooed Belinda's
didn't
name?
He tattooed her eyes?
Oh, I don't know.
Que mensos.
I know. I would not. No. Even if
I hear it's like super painful to take them away. Take them off.
Even then, like, why would I want some dude? I don't know whose name, but like... You know, like, literally no name comes. That's how you know he's been single for
a month. Holland.
Oh, yeah. Like, Tom. Yeah, like, yeah. What? Yeah. Anyway, so, kind of looking into that, we're kind of in the, we had this discussion before the podcast.
Yeah.
Where it's like, who would you prefer? Yeah. So it's like Pete Davidson.
We do not have many good choices.
Yeah. Let's just put that out there. So Pete Davidson, Machine Gun Kelly,
Travis Barker, the Courtney.
Yeah, Travis Barker.
Scott Disick.
Scott Disick.
Kanye.
Kanye West.
And Tristan Thompson. And the Chloe.
Okay, Tristan Thompson. Okay. You have to choose one.
These are very poor choices.
You have to choose which one is Kiss, Marry, or Kill. Okay, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
I would... Okay. You want to start or want
to... No, you go.
Okay, let me see. Oh, I think I'll kiss... I'll kiss Pete.
Okay.
Okay,
kiss
okay.
Pete.
Marry
Kanye.
No, I think both of us together. No, it'll be horrible. Because I'm bipolar too.
That was so serious. Because I'm bipolar too.
Marry Scott Disick. Oh,
okay.
Because
okay.
He's so relatable. He's yeah. Kill Tristan.
Yeah.
I can what see is that. Yours? No. What is this?
I would kiss. Let me see.
Pete Davidson's fat lips.
No, I would kiss probably. Wait. That's an interesting. I would kiss Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, I forget about him.
I would kiss Machine Gun Kelly. I would marry. Gosh. It's not a look. I think Scott Disick. That
why
man.
Do you want to marry Pete Davidson? He's like your
he
age.
Doesn't. He doesn't. In my point of view, he doesn't look marriage material.
Yeah, he does. Like he has STDs.
Oh my god.
I'm just like judging by the cover. I don't know him. He could be the sweetest person.
He could be this. I think he might be sweet.
He looks like he's like a super cool guy. Yeah, like yeah. He'll make me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I should have married him.
Well, it's because like Scott Disick, apparently he had like an alcohol problem, no?
Yeah, but I think he's working on it. Maybe I'd change him.
No, if I marry him.
Oh, maybe you could change him.
But am I there? Llevas? Like, would I want to change him, you know?
Te lo llevas a la iglesia.
Also, are we thinking, like, with the kids? Like, do they have kids already? Or,
oh,
like,
no.
It's
no.
Single.
No, single.
Because he has a bunch of kids.
Tristan, too, bro.
Yeah, well, kill Tristan. I would kill Tristan. Let's get him out. He's just...
He puts you to sleep and then sneaks off.
No, yeah, so kill Tristan. I would kiss who? Machine Gun. Actually, maybe I would marry Machine... Well, no, because he's into weird stuff.
Yeah.
He's maybe like, not marry him.
Yeah, that's... He's weird.
Kiss Machine Gun Kelly. Marry... Dang it. Kanye?
No, just kidding. I think Pete Davidson's pretty cool to marry. Like, he'll always make you laugh.
And be like, guys, oh, you guys think she's trying to trick me to marry?
I think he'll be like, I can cook for you.
Are you sure? But he smokes a lot.
Cool, he's relaxed. No. Doesn't that relax you?
Either relax you. I also feel like he could be very dark. Like dark jokes. And sometimes I could
you
be like.
You like dark jokes.
Not very, like his. I'll be like, wait, what'd you say? Wait, hold up.
I don't really see that.
In SNL, sometimes. I've seen, like, episodes. But he is funny, because then he came out in, like, a little... With Timothée?
My boyfriend?
Yeah, where they were singing. And he's like...
I haven't watched it. I have to watch it.
I sent it to you!
Oh, yeah!
And then, like, it's funny.
White boys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe I'll marry Pete.
Because there's no other choice.
I could convince you. I would kiss Machine Gun Kelly. I would marry Pete. And I would kill Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable. Why does nobody want Kanye? Or Travis Barker?
Oh, we didn't even think about... Travis Barker's just like...
He's too old for us.
Yeah.
And what if he...
Sugar daddy. I don't even think I would want him as a sugar daddy. Yeah, I don't think he's attractive. He kind of scares me. Has a whole bunch of tattoos everywhere, even in his forehead.
Yeah, that is so scary.
Like, when he takes off his hat, I'm like, whoa. What happened?
Like, cada cosa que come. Write it down. Tattoo it.
I ate a loaf of bread today. Loaf. It's just, I don't... I mean, Machine Gun Kelly... I mean, both Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly are like that.
Pero Pete no tiene muchos.
I can see.
But not as much as Travis
Barker. Is it trending, like, guys that are skinny? Like, is that a thing now? No, because, like, all of those are skinny. Like, Machine Gun Kelly is very skinny. Pete Davidson is very skinny. Travis Barker is very... Yes.
Pete Davidson looks like a good...
No. See? No, he's very skinny. So it's like, is it trending? Because like, why?
I don't know. Tristan is a little thick, you know?
Yeah, Tristan's thicky, but like, he's just not like...
Hey, why don't you want Kanye?
Because he's in like some other world.
He'll expose you. Dude, all your messages.
He'll expose me. He will like... Go stalk me. Apparently he like goes and stalks. Like,
have you seen those TikToks where he's just like... Like mean mugging you?
No.
Like mean mugging like fans or like
I've seen a TikTok where in the Super Bowl, like everybody's like rocking and he's like like moving his head very awkwardly and it's like
like a woodpecker.
I mean, he seems like a good dad.
I don't know.
He takes his kids out like to like games and stuff.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, I don't want my kids to be on TikTok. Why do you let them on TikTok, Kim?
Oh, really?
I think I would agree on that. And he's religious. But he kind of seems like a weird religious.
Anyways, let's talk. Yeah. Let's start talking about them.
Yeah.
Anyways, where have you been?
I've been here.
Okay. You don't want to say it? I'll say it.
Okay.
Me and Leslie had a little...
argument.
Yeah.
We're breaking up. We're no longer going to be under gas. We're going to be... She's going to take the under and I'm going to take the gas.
This is the end of an era.
So she's going to be... Her podcast is going to be under fun. Mine's going to be gals fun.
Why do you get the cute one? Why do I got to be under?
I'm just kidding. Kids. since he just took off one of her eyelashes.
That was when.
It's crazy how much an eyelash can change.
That's messed up.
That's messed up. No, not in a bad way, but like.
Does that look prettier this way?
Yeah.
That was a very shaky.
You just look very, like, different. You know? Like, now you look like empty.
They give you more confidence, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, honestly, we've been, I mean, it's been busy a couple of months.
Just life happened. What happened to our resolution? Well, it's not really a resolution. It was just kind of like a goal.
What was our goal? To work out? We've been...
No.
I've been slacking.
I've been good.
No, you have not.
Okay. You're like way worse than me.
But you haven't been good either.
I haven't been great.
Hey.
I've been good.
Just tell our fans that we're not separating.
Oh, just kidding, guys.
Maybe they're having like breakdowns.
Do you really think me and...
And they're like, no! And we're over here like, yeah, what's been going on?
No.
Just kidding, guys.
Do you think me and Lindsay would ever get into an argument?
What do y'all think, guys? Do y'all think we're like...
I think we'll suck it up. Leslie's the type...
Yeah, I think we'll suck it up. What?
No, wait. Leslie's the type that she'll like talk it out. Like, okay, what's her problem?
Mm-hmm.
She tries to dissect.
Yeah.
Where did it start?
Let's go back to the root.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we wouldn't... I don't think so. Guys, what do y'all think? Because you know when you see relationships... And not that
maybe
this is a relationship, but you know when you see a relationship, you're like, yeah, they're not going to last long. You know like that?
What
do y'all think about us? Do y'all think like we're going to make...
Yeah.
Or do y'all think like, nah, they're not gonna last?
Yeah. No, I think.
What do you think?
They're gonna last. If you get a boyfriend, I don't know, because I'm jealous.
Guys, I have something to tell y'all. Dun dun dun. Mm. The reason that I've been MIA is because
I haven't found a boyfriend yet.
I've been looking.
I was like, maybe I need time.
Yeah, maybe I just need to be, you know, put myself out. Nah, just kidding. I haven't even put myself out there.
No. It literally just has been life.
We've just been staying busy.
Arian started his baseball.
Oh, yeah.
His baseball season. So
I've been going to the games to see if there's a potential lover.
Instead of looking at my son play, she's looking at the audience.
No, but it's been... I have so much fun going to go see him.
Right? And it takes up some time.
It does. He has like 2 to 3 hours.
And it takes like 2 to 3... Sometimes like 2 to 3 a week.
Yeah. So it does. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's part of the reason why we haven't been here. Because, you know, we have to catch up on our home stuff too.
As well. Yeah, kind of. I guess have a balance. I feel like maybe we've been kind of slacking on the balance. It's been some interesting past couple of months. So my mom and I, we sold our house. And we literally today we signed on our new house. So
literally
that was super,
today.
Super, super exciting. But it was also kind of a...
It was a
roller
long
coaster.
Journey.
Oh, yeah. Long journey. It was a roller coaster of emotions, I think. So it was just, I feel like maybe I wasn't in the mindset, you know, because I know that we were like, should we record today?
And also, I didn't want to peer pressure you. I didn't want to force you because I knew that you were going through a lot. So I was like, you know what? It's okay. I'm not going to be like Sunday, Saturday, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely, I know that sometimes I was like, I just want to stay home.
And I wasn't feeling it either.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it's just like life. Like, I know that for me it was that. Like, emotionally, I was just like, kind of, I don't know, like emotionally, like, everywhere.
But what do you think it was? Was it like the process, or
I think it was a little bit of everything. I think definitely.
So give us like a little backstory. This has been
in the works for... I mean, not in the works, I would say, but so a little backstory. Now that I can talk about it a little more because it's like, you know. So my mom and I used to live in... actually the house. Whenever we talk about how Nancy used to live with us and Caesar and my brother. And, that was our home for, like, 20... Well, I was born there, so
yeah,
24
like, all
plus
your
years.
Life.
Yeah, and it, honestly, like, it... I mean, I'm so thankful for that home because that's where I grew up and, like, all the memories.
So many memories.
A lot, like, a lot. Yeah. So, my first kiss wasn't it. No, but, like, just remembering, like, oh, my God, my boyfriend.
A lot of milestones.
Yeah. But it was also... It was an old home. It was like a very old home.
Yeah.
So it needed a lot of repairments, like a lot. And because it's just my mom and I, it was just a little bit hard to continuously like we need to repair this, we need to repair that. Yeah, and I was telling my mom, I feel like it gave us everything that I was going to give us already. You know, like, you know what I mean? So then after that, we actually tried selling it, I think, like, last year? No, what was the year? 2 years ago? Or a year ago?
2020, no?
It was before, no, no, I think COVID had barely started.
It was 2020 then.
Yeah, I was still in school. I hadn't graduated yet.
Because we were even like, oh, maybe by Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So it was like 2020.
It was like probably summer 2020.
Yeah. We actually tried, but things didn't work out. I was still hadn't graduated. So then we tried again recently. I mean, not that recent, but like...
Yeah, this year.
This year, yeah. And everything was work. I mean, everything went, you know, we sold the house. There was definitely a little bit of like...
A lot of...
Stumbles along the road, mm-hmm. I would say. Like just... You know, things that people, I don't know, I mean, I didn't know any of this because, well, I've never sold a house or bought a house. So it was a lot of, like, you have to do this, you actually have to do this. Oh, yeah. You had to actually pay this because you hadn't paid this. And
you're not only buying a house, you're selling.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, a lot of little problems are going to come up. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, honestly, there was a point where it was just like, should we really sell? Like, you know, like, there, you get to a point where it's like, this is just too much.
Yeah. Like, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah. Like, and I know that I had calls with Nancy where, like, I was just, like, crying, like I'm having a panic attack. It was just a lot of, I think, stress.
Yeah. Definitely the buying process.
Oh, yeah, that was a selling little bit process, more, yeah.
It's really stressful. And I told her at the beginning, yeah. I was like, this is going to be really stressful because it takes, like, a month.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what it was to sell.
Yeah.
I think
it
was, like, a lot of... things needed to, or like finding a buyer.
It was a lot.
This paperwork, it definitely is a lot.
Having to find, we had like a little bit of, like with the title, we had a whole bunch of stuff. And then also, honestly, there was also, there's always that, the thought behind like, oh my gosh, but should we sell it for more expensive? What if we're not getting the right amount of money? Yeah. A lot of like things in my head that, to a point, I feel like I got caught up in that, like too much in that of like, oh, but what if, like, they're going to take advantage of us? What if this? What if that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That was Leslie a lot.
And then it had to become a point. Yeah, so it was just a lot of that. Until I was like, you know what, God, like, you know, like, kind of the saying, like, Jesus take the wheel. It was not until I had to, like, really, I don't know, like, let it go. And then it was more calm. Like... And then once we settled that out and it was like, okay, somebody's going to buy it, all this stuff, then it was kind of like the right away the process of like, okay, now we have to start looking for a new home.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot. Thankfully, I mean, I think God has a plan for everything. And we went to go see a lot of houses. So it was mostly me, Nancy, and my brother because my mom works. So it was like we would go and see them. We saw a lot. I think we saw like a good, what, like 30 or plus?
No, 30 is a lot.
We did, no, not 30.
Maybe like 15.
That was a big jump. No, like 20.
Yeah.
Like 20?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, sure.
Sure.
We saw a lot, like new homes. Remember? We went over there.
Yeah.
Even before, I guess the first time that we looked for homes. Whenever.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it took us, I mean.
And let me tell you. Les is a picky girl, but I get her. This is gonna be her new home. This is gonna be hopefully her forever home, right?
You
and your mom's.
Yeah, yeah. So then it was just.
I understand you.
Yeah,
to be like, no, I want this, I want that, because whatever you're gonna work hard for it.
Yeah,
you know? It's like it's especially gonna be something that you like. Right now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the market was definitely not helping because everything is so overpriced.
Yeah, and it was like you need to either buy now or wait like a couple of years because the market's not gonna go down.
No, and then like a nice house would be on the
on Redfin.
Yes.
Like, two days, like a day, and then it's like pending.
It's so like, it's like, shoot. Oh wow, as soon as I have to be on this 24/7, as soon as I see one, I need to go for it.
Yeah.
So that's what we would do. We'd be like, oh, open house, let's go.
Yeah, I remember that. And then there was, so after our house, finally, our first.
You found it?
No, the first house. The one that we sold.
You sold it?
Yeah. Once that was done with, we started looking, and there was one house. I remember seeing it on Redfin. Is that how you say it? Redfin?
Yeah, like on a listing app.
Yeah, and I sent it to Nancy, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really cute. And they had an open house that weekend. I think I probably sent it to you, like, what? I don't know, like, during the week. But I know that they had an open house that weekend, and you were like, oh my gosh, super cute, we should go see it. And then I remember talking to the realtor, she was like, I wouldn't recommend seeing it because it's a little bit in the higher price range, you know, that we were looking for. But so then I remember coming to Nancy's house, and I was like, maybe we shouldn't. And I remember Caesar was like, we should just go. I mean, we don't lose anything.
Yeah.
And then once we went, it was like, oh my gosh, this is really cute. Yeah, or the house.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really cute. I mean, everything was really, the backyard. Once I walked to the backyard, I was like, wow, I love it, you know? Yeah. It was just the price that was a little bit
higher. I remember Leslie was really begging. I was just like, oh, no, yeah, I don't want to go see it.
I was even like, I don't like this, like the little window, because it, you know how it has the little
hole. Oh, yeah. She was like, I don't even like it that much.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like it. Let's just not go. And then once we got there, I really like modern type homes.
Uh-huh.
And it's like that. Yeah. It was very modern, everything. It's very like
perfect size, perfect layout.
Yep. And then the perfect place where
location.
It's at.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was like, oh my gosh, I really like it.
It had a lot of points.
Yeah, it had a lot. So then, but my mom didn't see it that day.
Yeah.
And because it's my mom's and I's home, I was like, I need my mom to see it too. So then I remember I contacted the realtor and I was like, hey, like, are you able to show us this home? You know, because my mom, and I think the next Monday.
We went on a Saturday.
And then Monday
they went.
My mom went, and she, it was so weird because, so my mom's very picky too. My mom's very like, no.
Leslie and her mom are really picky.
So I was like, I had a feeling, I was like, if my mom says no, then that's it, right? Yeah. Like, we're not going to get it. And then we walked in and she looked at it. She looked at the backyard and my mom goes, so like, what happens? Like, do we sign? And I was like, wait a minute, wait a second, what?
Who do we place an offer with?
Yeah.
You want sell or cash?
Yeah, and it was like, hold up, what?
Like, you like it?
I was like, can we? Hold up.
And that was actually when, because we would rate all the houses.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what do you think? One to 10. And that what was we rate one of the one? Only houses. One of the only houses
we
that
rated up
I think
there.
We rated a 9.
Yeah, I think a 9.
Like 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it had a lot of things. If another house didn't have something, that one
had it. Yeah. And because there was new ones that we had gone to see, like brand new ones were the same price, but there was always like, oh, but the backyard.
Layout.
Oh, but this. Yeah. And this one had like all the checks. Like it was like, check. And then, at this point, todavía no se vendía nuestra casa.
No, you were still in the process.
We were still in the process of selling.
There was like a problem.
There was a problem, and then it was kind of like, so we were able to get into the contract for the new house.
Yeah.
But then that's whenever we found the problem with our old house, that it was like, oh, you know, we're missing the title. If we don't find the title, then we can't sell it. All this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I was so stressed. Just, honestly, it wasn't even about the new house anymore. It was more about, like, it was like, what if we don't find the title of this new house, of our old house, and what if we can't sell it?
Yeah, what if we just can't buy another house because we can't sell
it
this one?
It was mostly that, but, I mean, of course, it was still a little bit of the new house, like, oh. And then I remember the realtor was like, my realtor, she was like, hey, like, you have to decide, you know, whether you're going to go forward with the contract with the new house, but we still don't have the title, you could potentially lose the money that you've already given, you know, for the new house. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And my mom was at work, so nobody could give me, like, I remember talking to Nancy, and I prayed about it, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to say yes, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I said yes, I was like, we're going to go move forward. And that night, literally that night, I went to my grandparents, were eating, and I get a message from my realtor. She's like, hey, like, we got to figure it out. The title's fine. We're going to move forward with the new home.
That was definitely a test.
Right? I was telling Nancy, I was like, I feel like, I mean, not that God, like, tests us, but who knows, right? But I felt like it was like, do you trust me? Like, are you really trusting me in this process? And the minute that I kind of let go and like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
It was like, hey, like, I'm here. And everything just went smoothly. And after that, I was like, ah. But there was a lot of pressure. I remember calling Nancy the day that I was signing all the paperwork for the new house. I called her and I was like, I just feel like I'm signing my life away.
It was so funny to me because it was like, this is good. And she was just like, oh my God, I see my name everywhere. This is such a big, like, it's a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah, it did, because this is like my biggest. So I'm only in the contract for the new house just because of like some background things with my mom. And all that, like, paperwork and stuff.
She a homeowner.
So it was, like, seeing only my name was, like, it just felt a lot of pressure for me. Yeah.
I think that was a breaking point for
me. Oh, yeah. That was, like, everything had escalated to the moment. I was, like, am I ready for this? He's, like, your big first, what is it, big girl purchase? And I was, like, can I back out? But, yeah, that one, I do remember calling Nancy, and I was, like, I don't know what to do. I'm having a I did have a mini panic attack. I was just
mini.
Like, dude, that night I had a big panic attack. I was like, I was talking to my mom. I was like, what if, like, you know, what if this is not the house? What if we move too quickly in this? What if this? What if this? All the what ifs.
What about también the war? You're like, wait.
Oh yeah, yeah. I brought up the war. I was like, what if the war comes and then all this money is lost and then I lose my house and then, dude.
She was just like the biggest overthinker of the time.
Guys, I do have anxiety, so whenever I need to control it, whenever I don't, like, my mind just goes 100 miles per hour, and that was that night. It was just, like, because I just felt a lot of pressure, I guess, on myself, and I put it on myself, and I was just, like, thinking this, and this, and this, and this, and that, and it was not until, like, I prayed about it, and I talked through it, and I was just kind of, like, you know what, I need to let go, like, trust the process. This is something that we've been wanting. Not only wanting, but also needing. I think it was a need also. I mean, not a need, but, like, I was telling my mom as well that it was time for us to have a new change. Like, we've been living there for our whole lives in the older home. And it was just time. The neighborhood wasn't the greatest anymore. We didn't even have the privacy to go to our backyard because people, like men worked everywhere there. So it's just, like, we need this change. And now, I mean, fast forward, like, a whole month, right? Because it was just the whole process of stuff, signing stuff, the mortgage. And today we signed, and it was definitely, I mean, I feel like a weight off my shoulders. Because during the process of, like, the mortgage and all that stuff, it's, like, kind of like everybody's eyes is on your bank account. Like, let's see if you don't make any mistakes. Let's see if you still have your job. Let's see if, and I'm like, okay, I can make mistakes now. I know. I can go buy something really, no, just
she didn't want to go to Target to spend anything.
Yes, I hadn't gone out to spend money in the longest.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went shopping and I was like, woo. But yeah, so now thankfully we signed. We won't get the home until May 1st because we, so it's not a brand new home, but the people that live there, they asked if they could stay there until April 30th. And, I mean, we were like, yeah, sure, whatever. So, I mean, yeah, so sure, whatever.
I guess.
So there'll be, like, renting, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right now we're staying at my grandparents', which has been a whole other journey. because we didn't have anywhere to stay since we sold the other home. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a journey, definitely a journey. And it's been... That's why...
I think you started this whole process, like, in February. No, like, mid-January.
Yeah, mid-January. But it didn't get, like, to the point where, like, we were moving until probably our last podcast. Our last episode, no?
Yeah. I think that's when everything,
like,
changed.
Yeah, and now it's, like... I'm super excited. I mean...
I'm really
super
happy for
super,
you.
Super, super excited.
New chapter in life for you guys.
We're going to be really, living close to
I know.
Nancy.
We're going to be neighbors.
I know.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, I think it's a good thing. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to, like...
Because she used to live, like, 30 minutes away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. So even... It was a challenge, like, even coming, like, to do the episodes and stuff. Because it's like, oh, like, looking at our schedules and all that stuff. And now, I mean, we're going to be living, like, what? 7 minutes away?
Yeah, like, 7 minutes away.
So that'd be great.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, I think we live like streets away, so it'll be good. I'm excited.
I'm excited for y'all. And como tú dices, I feel like your old house gave you all it had for you guys, and I'm really excited for this new journey for y'all.
Yeah.
Just to have like a new home.
I
like
know.
It's kind of like a new beginning.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, who am I going to kiss?
Oh my gosh. New memories.
Definitely letting the old home was hard.
Oh,
guys.
You're all crying.
I told Nancy, I was like, hey, like, can you go take pictures of my mom and I, like, kind of like saying goodbye to our house for Instagram whenever, like, I posted. And she was like, yeah. And it was so funny because, so it was like the last day that we were going to be in the home and we were cleaning up. I mean, everything was empty at that point.
Yeah.
And I hadn't cried because I feel like when I'm moving, like I can't cry. Like I have to like keep going. My mom had cried a little bit. And then Nancy gets there, all puffy eyes, crying. And I was like, what? I was like, you're supposed to be the support.
On my way, I'm like, oh my God, this is the last time I'm driving over here. I'm so dramatic. I'm like,
no, I definitely cried after, like, I think it was a day that I was by myself. I let it all out. Because it's, like you said. Like,
I don't want to cry right now. I was just remembering. I'm driving, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, all those memories that we have.
Yeah.
That was the first, you know, when me and Caesar got together. We Arian's were living first there. Steps. Arian's first steps. A lot of Arian's first.
Yeah.
And he's my first child. Yeah. So, of course, you know, a lot of memories came up. And it was really bittersweet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember all of our time there, like, together with your mom, with Leslie when she was a child.
Yeah. When we didn't like each other, when we used to argue. No, I think that's the best way to explain it. Like bittersweet.
And seeing it empty, it was just. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen that meme with
the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he's just standing there with his hands in his pocket and everything empty. Or también cuando Friends.
Oh yeah.
The last episode and they all put their key there.
It definitely felt like that.
It did feel like that.
It was very emotional because, like you said, like it was a lot of memories, good and bad. I think. A lot.
Yeah, and just, you know, thinking about your mom.
Oh, yeah,
that was her
mom.
First home. Yeah. Everything she went through, so.
So it was definitely, I mean, that day after we signed, because all our emotions were everywhere, honestly, at the end of the day, we were just frustrated with each other, my mom and I, because it was just like, it was just a lot of emotions going on. And especially, I think, the not having our new home yet causes a lot of that frustration, because it's like, we don't see it yet. You know, whenever you, like, you can't see
like where's my reward.
Yes, so it's like right now we're kind of, I mean, we're much in a better place right now because we just signed and everything, but there's still that feeling of like, dang it, like, you know, like, okay, but we did all of this, when are we gonna get the reward, like you said. But hopefully time flies quick and
it is March 4th, the signing day.
Maybe right now in the meantime we could like start looking at furniture. I'm definitely excited. I'm super excited because, like I said, like it's a new chapter, and I think we need it. Both my mom and I think sometimes we need that. We need a change. I feel kind of some all that up, guys. You're probably like, okay,
enough.
I think it's important to talk about it because I didn't know about home buying process, and I know that a lot of people, especially if you're like young, I mean, especially if you're young like me. No, like younger people, well, I don't know, maybe other people are more educated on this subject, but I was very like, I don't know, like
blind, I was like blind.
Yeah.
Just really new to this.
So it's like, I think it's important to kind of have even, it's not going to be a lot of, I guess I went into the mindset with like, everything's going to be joyful, it's going to be great, I'm going to have a new home.
I remember I was like looking at her like.
Yeah, I remember when you told me, oh my gosh, you're going to have to sign all the papers, it's going to be stressful. And I was like, no, I don't think it will. Yeah.
And I was like, and it's going to take like a month.
Yeah, and now I see it, like it's definitely, and I don't, because sometimes I feel like people might feel guilty. I know that there was a point where I felt guilty where it's like, this should be a joyful moment for me. Like we should be joyful. Why are we like frustrated with each other? But I think it's important to also realize that it's okay to have all the emotions mixed up because you're going through a whole big life change, whether it be a home or any change. Sometimes I feel like we kind of expect a lot from us. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. I know that I did. I was like, no, but I need to be joyful because this is a big thing and this and this and that. And I don't know. I guess the best advice that I could give for anybody that's like looking into process. It's definitely, I think, what is it? Like, let your emotions out. In the sense, like, if you're frustrated, let it out. Don't be like, oh, I need to be happy. I can't be frustrated. Also, ask all the questions that you need to ask. Because I know that sometimes I held back because I'm like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm dumb. Or, oh, I don't. But it's like, no, like, they're there to help you. So ask. It doesn't matter. Like, you're paying them, you know?
Yeah.
So ask whatever you need to ask. And I think just kind of go through the process of emotions, you know, through everything. It's going to be worth it at the end.
Like, validate all your feelings.
Because. Yes. Yeah. So I think all of that is important. And, yeah, I think definitely that would be my biggest
And have, I feel like the men have good support system.
Yes. I feel like that has a lot to do. You're right. Dude, if I didn't have had you and my panic attacks, I'm so grateful for you, by the way.
Thank you.
No, yeah, because you were a big, big help through the whole, even through like seeing the houses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very, very grateful for y'all. Yeah, because it's like,
We pushed you. I feel like you needed it.
Even like the panic attacks or the panic attack that I had or my anxiety, like I think it was really great talking to you. Even whenever I think you were the only person that I called about hey, should I go with it or should I not go with it?
Oh yeah. That was a big decision.
When I called Caesar, but I had already told her yes.
So I called
you, then I prayed, then I answered her, and then I called Caesar afterwards. But you were the one, like, just having somebody to talk to you that, I don't know, I feel like you're genuinely happy for us, you know? It's not like, you know when you can kind of feel like somebody's not genuinely happy for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that from you, and I was just very, I don't know, I could, I... Guys,
I was trying Nancy to be song. All positive vibes.
I tried calling
because I was like, I need to be strong enough.
Yeah. Even your advice. Nancy always says she's not good at advice, but she's really good at advice.
I feel like I suck at advice.
No, but. Like she would like tell me like straight up like, hey, like you know this or that, and I think it was very helpful. And it was also another advice. I think well, first support system, but also like I guess it relates to that. Like kind of, I don't know how to put it, but like. Choose the people that you're going to tell whenever you're doing such a big move. Because sometimes people that you think will encourage you are going to kind of discourage you.
Kind of, that mean kind of like, are you trying to say, like, keep everything to yourself until, like, work quietly?
Sort of. Like, of course, tell people that you, like, you know, you want to tell. But, like, know who to tell, if that makes sense, you know? Because I feel like sometimes, I know that for me, like, there was some people that I told or earlier in the process. And they're always, people are always going to have opinions, you know, and people are always going to be like, oh, do this or do that. Oh, no, you should get this by this. Oh, you know, you should. And that's going to get to your head. If you're like a person like me, I know that for me, I'm like, oh, but they said this. Oh, but they said that. It's like, don't do that. Yeah. I think
that'll eventually get to your head.
Yeah. Like just stick to the to your people that, you know, are there to really support you for good purposes and not necessarily to the people that. You know, or maybe
try to put you down.
You said, like a good support system.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's even in other things too. Like, I mean, different things. Whenever you have a big something in your life that's happening.
Oh yeah.
You know, you have to choose kind of.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because I feel like you. Sometimes it's like I have to bring you back to
¿cómo se dice? Reality
or to the ground. Like,
oh yeah, ¿cómo se dice? Yeah. Back to reality, no?
Oh, okay. Yeah, back to like, or like slap your wife, get it together, you're okay. Ground, yeah.
Ground yourself, yeah, that's true. And you did have to do that a lot of times, because sometimes I would be like,
Leslie, what are you doing?
Guys, I would go, I'm telling you, my mind would go 100 miles per hour. I would go into like Narnia, like, what if I go to Narnia and I don't have a home anymore over there?
She really was thinking, I was like, relax.
And then she would bring me back to reality of like, hey, like,
yeah,
like chill, you know? Yeah. And that was very helpful. And I have, like, only a handful of friends knew about what I was doing in this whole thing. Again, like, the people that I really, I don't know, like, I trust a lot. And
oh, yeah.
I knew
that. No, you could get a lot of envious.
Yeah, like, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that my friends that I didn't know, they were very supportive about it. And, you know, like, I'll pray for you. And, like, recently I talked to one of them yesterday, actually, and she was very, like, very supportive, and I just appreciate that a lot. So I think it's important to
see. Makes you feel good.
Yeah, because it's like, I think we talked about this the other time, about like, there was a TikTok where it's like, she's like, she's having a, whatever, she's saying something, and she's like, oh, wait, I shouldn't feel this way with my friends? Like, whenever you talk, and you feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about my success in this, because
that is true,
because they might feel lower than me. It's like, but you shouldn't feel like that. You should be able to share whatever you want with your friends.
Yeah, that I feel like that's when you know, like, okay, this is a good friend.
Yeah,
you're like, I know that I'm not gonna get maybe like a dirty look or like a, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
like, aren't you comfortable at your home?
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah,
so you know, people that want to see you progress,
that's the people that you should start
and
with yourself.
And that they're happy, generally happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to bring you down.
Yeah.
Thing that it's really hard to find friends like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, hopefully family. Hopefully if you have family.
Yeah.
Because I think family is the closest thing that you can.
But family, I mean, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Because sometimes family, maybe not intentionally, can kind of hurt your feelings. But, you know, family can also be a little bit judgy sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
So it just depends. I think it just depends. I know that I have a cousin. And she told me, like, whenever she went to go buy her house, so she kind of recently bought a home too, and she's like, yeah, it was just me. She's married. She's like, just me and my husband, because I know my mom likes to tell me, like, no, choose this one. No, I like this one. She's like, so I chose that. They didn't tell their mom at all until they bought the home. Like, we bought this house, and this is our new house. And I'm like,
yes, because it's something that you want.
Yeah, because it's, of course, like, coming from a traditional Hispanic home, usually everybody has the same things, all the time, like who you're dating,
or
or
even like, you know, house related, like, wow, you got that house for this price.
Yes And it's like it brings you down.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, to me it's worth
it and it's like,
and I'm gonna pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna help me.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I guess it hurts because it's, like, from family, and you expect them to be, like, wow, you know? So that's why I think it's important to kind of, ¿cómo se dice? There's a saying for it, kind of, I don't know what the saying is, but, like, see who you're, I don't know, like, who you're telling, and so now, my mom and, I mean, we did tell a few people about, like, where we're in the process, but now that we actually signed, it's like, okay, now we can officially tell people we have a home, you know? Yeah.
And honestly, don't let their opinions get to
you. Yeah, I told,
because we even went today and we looked at it. You're like, yep, this is the one.
Yeah, I was like, mom, do you still like it? Oh wait, she didn't go. Sorry, I did not say that. I asked Caesar, my brother. So it was me, my brother, and Nancy. And Caesar was like, oh, I still love it, and I do too. I think it was just. I really, really like it. I think
it's like a confirmation. Like, this is it. Like, I'm not going to let anyone bring it down. Like, this is what I want.
And I had the conversation with my mom actually recently. I was like, hey, mom, like, once we buy it, you know people are going to have an opinion no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want you to remember that we fell in love with it. And that's all that matters. We're going to be the ones that we're paying for it. We're going to be the ones that are going to live there. But yeah, like, stay strong on what you kind of
believe in.
Yeah. But that was why I've been kind of.
Long story short.
That was kind of why I've been kind of my emotional state of.
Even just, at the gym, I was like, go de-stress. Oh yeah,
I've been missing.
Go de-stress at the gym, and I feel like that wouldn't
it's
even.
It's weird because it, like, now that I'm at my grandparents, I thought I would want to go to the gym more because, like, to get out of the house and I just be there all the time.
Yeah.
But I think I get in this slump of, like, ugh, like.
No, but you know how we were like, it's so stress relieving. And
It's
like, why can't I relieve this stress Why? Yeah. I don't know why either. Like, I haven't felt motivated at all for anything.
Maybe it's the weather change.
I don't know if it's a weather
blame
change.
Blame everything on the weather.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I love the season. I love starting to see, like, the little leaves grow on the trees. Spring is one of my favorite seasons. So, I don't know if it's a season. I don't know.
It's because you miss me.
Maybe. Sure.
No, honestly, one of the things, if I'm being completely honest, I keep telling myself, okay, I'm going to live close over there. So the gym right now is pretty far, not super far, but for my grandparents, it's like a good like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
When I live here, it's going to be what? How
long? Like 12 minutes.
12 minutes. So I'm like, so for me in the back of my mind, it's like, it's fine. 1 month, I'll be living over there. I'll go work out.
I know. And I'm like,
So that's my, like, I guess my back, come see that? My backup plan. And I'm like, it's fine.
No, why are you going to wait till April?
And I'm like, I could pick you up, Nancy. Then you could pick me up. I'm so excited for that. Like, just being like, hey, let's go to Target. You know, like stuff like.
I'm going to scoop you up.
Yeah.
Damn, we're going to always be broke.
I know. We're always broke already. What's the difference? No, but I think it's going to be... I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah. And now I have you. I have my sister. Uh-huh. And I feel like, you know, we go like on Target runs, grocery shopping. Yeah. So now you're going to be able to join us. I love having
even like
more people around me.
Not even knowing or running into each other.
Like, or even, what are when, you even when one of us is sick, I feel you know, we'll have more.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
To check up on you.
Because over there, it's like, even like y'all can surprise me now on my birthdays.
Yeah, we can.
Like a little
so kid. Specific.
Even I can buy me something.
She's still not gonna get surprised.
I know, guys. I've always wanted to be surprised. So if you are a potential boyfriend in the future, I've always wanted to get surprised. Like, oh my gosh, you woke me up. I actually did once, but it wasn't late at
night.
Do
we really want to see you? Whenever you wake up,
I need to buy some cute pajamas first. Because right now, I'd be wearing like a purple shirt and like
red song.
Hey, I'm not you. But I'm excited for that, guys.
I'm glad that you got out of your y'all both, because your mom también of that comfort zone.
Oh yeah, it took us a lot. Because I know my mom didn't want to.
I'm really proud of
y'all. She told me the other day. She's like, you know, honestly, if you wouldn't have like. If it wouldn't be for you, like,
you peer pressure.
She's like, I probably wouldn't have ever gotten, como se dice, the courage or like the willingness to do this because it was needed. It was just like, you know, we were both kind of like, eh. If you've ever gone to my house, you kind of knew kind of what I'm talking about. Yeah. What I'm talking about. One of my friends, she's like, I just want you to have a driveway, because before it was in a driveway, it was just like a, you know, like dirt.
And she got stuck.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, oh. But I'm excited, guys. If you're in any new, like, life change, it's exciting. And maybe it's a mix of emotions, but that's normal, you know. And talk it out with your friends, with your
partner. Like, como dice Leslie, know who to talk
to.
Yeah. You need that feedback, that good, reasonable truth.
Yes. Somebody that's going to be honest with you and not, I mean, not, I don't know how to say it, like,
Sometimes, straight up.
Yeah, like sometimes people like will hold back and not because they're like, no, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't. What if they? But it's like sometimes it's important for somebody to like bring you back to reality and like, hey. And sometimes we need that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so surround yourself with those friends, guys.
Yeah.
If you want us to, you can surround yourself with us. We'll tell you the truth. Yeah. In Undergas Podcast 101. No, just kidding. Yeah. But it, a lot of changes. Also, I started watching How I Met Your Mother because Nancy recommended it and because she gave Friends a try. And You didn't used to like Friends.
Bro, I've been watching Friends.
No, when I went to college.
Since I was in high school.
That's a lie.
I swear. No, it's not.
No, whenever I went into
we were living together, I used to watch Friends.
No, you did not. That's a lie.
You don't remember. You were a child.
You're basic.
No, I remember. I used to live in a trailer. I used to watch it.
What? I used to talk about Friends with you, and you were like, "No, I don't know."
What?
Yes.
Wrong. B.
Or maybe did I never talk to friends about you?
I don't think so. We weren't close, so maybe you didn't.
Maybe we just were never close like that.
Yeah,
I used to love watch it Friends
since I was in high school.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Really?
My sister-in-law actually introduced it to us.
Really?
I was probably like in 11th grade.
Oh my gosh! I thought you didn't like it.
What?
Caesar didn't like it, right?
Caesar never liked it. Okay. He just watched it like last year.
Maybe it was him.
And that's when I started watching like the whole seasons again with him.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you never watched it.
But he showed me. He gave it a try because he showed me How I Met Your Mother, and to me, it's like really up there with Friends. It's like the same level.
Oh my gosh! I do not agree with that.
I do.
I think Friends is like for me. I love Friends.
I just feel Friends is iconic.
Yeah, but even then, I love Friends too.
It's like, that's like the perfect show for
anything. Like, it's like, you're feeling down, watch Friends. You're feeling happy, watch Friends.
Yes, you're feeling sick, watch Friends.
Yes, I love Friends. How I Met Your Mother, I like it, and it's like a feel-good show too. It's like, I can watch it without...
I just feel, honestly, Friends makes you laugh, makes you like smile.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother is like real life things, like things that happen in your life. Yes.
I feel like How I Met Your Mother is more like, for example, Friends, I could rewatch it, start in any episode, and I'm good. How I Met Your Mother, I feel like you have to know what's going on.
Yeah, you know it's like a timeline, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't think I could rewatch it all over again.
Really? I've already rewatched it like three times.
And how it friends, or I don't know. I haven't finished it, but
yeah, you haven't finished. I just feel, so far. Yeah, I just feel like it's funny and it's very realistic. Like,
I think it's
actually events that happen.
I don't know if it's super in your funny. Life. I think it honestly right now why I'm hooked is more of like the storyline. I'm like, okay, I'm more of the host because it's funny. It makes me like giggle sometimes, but not like
what?
Not all the time.
Like, we don't have the same humor.
I just feel like it's like no, but it has made me laugh. But not like, that was my laugh. Not like when Joey says something dumb and like Friends, you know? Like whenever it's like, I forgot the
favorite. More mature. It's more mature.
Oh, perdón. So we were kind of talking about who, if you have watched How I Met Your Mother, we were like, who would we be?
Yeah.
And Nancy said that I would be... You said
a mix. Ted.
Ted. Oh, for sure, Ted.
And
you said mix with Robin.
At first, I said Robin because she's very. Should I say this?
Heartless.
Just because she's good with kids. She's not like. Guys, she'd rather not be around
Nancy
them.
Nancy thinks I hate kids.
No. Hate is a big word.
Dislike kids.
It is true. You like your freedom. You like.
But I. Do I want to have kids? I do like kids. Like, I can be very like, oh my gosh, it's such a cute baby.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, I don't blame you. I'm exactly the same way.
It's just, I don't know. It's a come on, love-hate relationship with kids.
Yeah.
I think Nancy is...
Wait, why Ted? And Ted, he's very like, unrealistic. Like,
oh!
Fairy tale.
Like,
he's gonna
like
fall in love
romantic.
With me. Yeah, hopeless romantic. That's
I do believe. I think Ted for sure. I'm like almost like 80%
and
Ted.
And he always tries to see the good in a person.
I'm always like 80% Ted.
Yeah.
Wait, always? I'm just like 80% yeah. Ted.
He's really nice.
He's super like, yeah, like always like, oh. And he's always there for Barney, even if Barney's never there for him.
And for everybody. He's the one that's
he's
there
very
for
sweet.
Everyone.
He's very kind and very, yeah, romantic and
yeah.
Yeah. I think Nancy is Barney.
Why Barney?
Because he's very, like, he doesn't care. He's very, like, no, like, doesn't care as in, like, he's doing his own thing. And he's, like, kind of, like, the party. He's outgoing. And mm-hmm. You're outgoing.
Sometimes, yeah. Huh? I'm, like, sometimes.
Yeah. And I think Barney.
I see myself as Lily, too.
You think so? I think I said that before, right? Who did I say? I told
I
you
don't
too.
Know.
I think Barney and Lily. Yeah, I think I said Barney and Lily.
Yeah, I could be like very opposites sometimes.
I think I'm a little bit of Lily.
Yeah, you could be a little bit of Lily too.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit of Lily. A little bit.
Okay, so 80% Ted, 15%.
Wait,
Robin? No.
15% Lily. No.
Okay,
wait, how much 10. Is that? 10% Lily, 10% Robin.
Okay, there you go. There you
You're
go.
Like 60% Barney, and then 40% Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If we both never watched it, I love Marshall. Yeah. I kind of want to marry
like
a Marshall.
It's like a cute marshmallow.
Yeah,
like a marshmallow.
I see myself marrying a Marshall. Who would you marry?
Who would I...
What type? It could be a girl. Like, what their personalities?
Out of all of them, Ted.
I think you will marry a Robin. Oh, you are married. You did marry a Robin. I think Caesar's Robin. The whole, like, guns and all that stuff. I think Caesar's a Robin. Whiskey.
She has daddy issues. She has daddy issues.
I think Caesar's a Robin.
Yeah. And a little bit of Marshall.
Marshall, yeah. Who would I marry?
Raji, ¿cómo se llama? El taxi driver.
Raji, yeah. Oh my god. No, I think Marshall and a little bit of Barney.
You like tall guys?
We need that little tall guy.
Yeah. She loves. Le gusta la mala vida.
Like 10% Barney and like 90% Marshall. I love Marshall. He's tall. Yeah. He's so
smart.
Cute. Yeah, he's smart.
And he cares so much. You know what? You're kind of like Marshall too. You're like. The world.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
The environment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sort but of. With dogs.
Yeah.
But with dogs! She's like so passionate about it.
Oh, I'm so, I love dogs, guys. If yeah. you, I don't think I could date somebody that doesn't like dogs.
You will never date me.
If you were, if cat people, I don't think I would date a cat person. Like, if they don't like dogs but only like cats.
Ooh.
Would you?
I don't like cats.
Like, at all?
No, they give me, like, a weird, ooh.
I like cats, but I not more than dogs.
Yeah.
I don't In like, another world, I like would cats. Be a vet.
Really?
You don't say anything to vet? Actually, I don't know, because I don't like hurting animals.
She's so, ugh, them. Yeah.
And then putting them to sleep? Oh, gosh. I would cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. You shouldn't be, like, in the medical field at all.
Oh, no. I
Stay
get,
away.
Yeah. I saw this TikTok where it's like, something about we're the next generation doctors, and they're like googling all the answers, and I'm like, ooh,
that's Leslie. She'd be like, what is 1 hour plus 1 hour?
Guys, I'm really bad at math, very bad at math, especially when you add time to it. You have guys, I have tried to I reach think... out to all my friends whenever I have to do that. I have to do that like all like every end of the month.
I'm like, how do you have the master's degree?
I'm like, can you help me do math?
I'd be like, last time she was like, Caesar's not answering. I have a math question. I was like, wait, why don't you ask me?
I don't.
And I was like, but you know what? I'm busy. Call Arian.
Are you good at math?
I'm really good at math.
Like, were you good at math in high school?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in calculus. But I would consider myself.
I was in pre-calc.
I would consider myself really smart in math.
I would consider myself smart in math.
Two times two.
When you add when you add time to it, it's like a whole another dimension.
Yeah, but
like why?
No. A whole other dimension is when you're like pi something, PEMDAS.
PEMDAS.
I don't even know. I think they have another word for it now.
I took this class in college. I don't remember what it was. Logistics. And it was like math, but
oh, that's hard.
With like, I loved that.
It
class.
Sounds hard.
I loved it. And no, they would add like a like the ABC.
Oh, you see, that's a lot. You know, it's like.
But I loved it so much. I did so good in that class, and I remember I have it still because I saved the note wherever he was like, "You're so good at this."
Oh,
I was like, he's in love with me.
Oh my! Someone told you that?
My so that you know how professors have like a what are they called? Like a.
Oh, like an assistant?
Yeah, the assistant used to grade the papers and he told me.
And it's
me
like
that.
A student, right?
Yeah. And I was like,
is she a girl?
No, it was a boy.
Oh! I was like, okay, I think she's like in love with you.
And I was like, oh.
You're so good at this?
Yeah, I still have the note. It was like, let's see.
Why do you still have it?
Because I was like, oh my gosh, my college years when people were in love with me. Yeah, I need a boyfriend.
She's, guys, please, let's get it out of hand. She's saving college, no. College homework.
I literally, you know what's sad
for
about
a note.
It? It's sad that whenever we're cleaning out our old home, I saw it again. Instead of throwing it, I still saved it.
Hey, like, actually, another big step.
What?
Leslie got rid of her giraffe.
Oh, yeah, guys, for real. You know how, if you haven't heard that episode.
Yeah.
Are you even a
Which
fan?
I hope you had, because you have
you
a lot of time.
No. That's why we give y'all time, guys.
Yeah, to catch up.
I'm getting mad, like mad moms. We give y'all time so y'all can catch up on all the episodes and y'all can know where
exactly.
we're at.
Exactly.
We talked about that, about how, like, you think
people... Like, should you get rid of ex-boyfriend's gifts?
Uh-huh. And, I mean, nobody... Oh, wait, they did answer. People did answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They answered a couple of people, and they were like,
because you were the only
yes.
problem.
Because you're the problem.
Because we were all like, yes, get rid of it.
I did, guys. I did get rid of it. I mean, I got rid of them with family so I could still have some type of connection with them.
Mm.
But I got rid of all of the ones that I received from, like, lover. I just think that word's so funny. From, like, past boyfriends. I only stayed with... Did I stay with anything that I passed? No, I think I gave everything
Good
up.
Good job, Leslie.
Well,
she's a changed
I just
woman.
One stuff.
She's a changed
stuffed
woman.
Animal. But he was a friend.
Mm.
I am changed, guys. I gave my huge teddy bear away.
Good
because it was from a guy, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to. I'm preparing for the future. I'm like, when I have a future.
New beginning, new me.
Huh?
New beginning, new me.
Yeah, I'm like, if somebody wants me, they could give me a new one, you know? So I gave everything up, guys. Are you proud of me?
I am.
So now I'm just going to wait for the future boyfriend to get me all of the new ones, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, so I used to have
You're like,
15.
Ah.
I kept it up for you.
You have to catch up.
But yeah, that was definitely a big, big step. Wow. Yeah. I'm a new person.
You are.
Why don't I feel like it?
I think because, you know, you still haven't moved in and everything. Mm-hmm. And como te digo, like,
we've both been kind of slacking, right? Both of us. Kind of
Not only with the podcast, but just like in general.
I think we've been in a rut.
I definitely have. I don't know why. I'm like, babe, do I need vitamins or why am I so lazy?
I think it's normal to like, I don't think we can expect our life to just go like, what is this?
Always like incline, like,
Yeah, like to always go upward. I think it's like a
roller coaster?
Yeah, like
there's up and down.
Like there's gonna be falls and that's fine. It's just like, the important thing is that we're still moving upward, but it's not gonna be a straight line upward. You know,
there's gonna be. I feel like I'm in like in a plateau, you know?
Yeah, like I wanted to, like, it's like
nobody can see it.
You can see it, like, instead of like this
a line graph.
Just describing a pink line graph. It's gonna be like this. We're still moving upwards, but there's definitely gonna be some falls, you know. And I think we're right there. Maybe we're in a rut right now, but we're gonna get back up there. I think it's normal to be in ruts because people don't normalize that. It's like, no, you should always be moving. You should always be doing everything. You should be
always positive.
Yeah, and it's like, that is not true.
Growth, production.
Yes, and then that adds like a whole bunch of stress. I know for me, because it's like, gosh, I have to do this. I have to do that. I can't take breaks. Sometimes I just want to lay in my bed the whole day. And then I feel guilty when I do it.
That's exactly how I feel right now. Before, I know that.
Right now. I just wanted to.
Why am I here? No. Like, even to go to the gym, I'm like, I just want to go home. And whenever I'm like in the middle of a workout, I'm like, I just want to go home. Oh, yeah. And it was not like that before.
It was before,
I want to be here another hour.
We were both pumped. It was like, I'm going to go Friday, even if you don't go.
I don't even know what my motivation, I think it was like summer. But now it's like, oh shit, it's around the corner. Why don't I feel the motivation?
I think it's como te digo, I think we're just in a rut, and that's okay.
And like, honestly, I do have some like family
issues.
Yeah, not like
what
bad issues, but you know, like health wise.
What? Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I think that subconsciously is like stressing me out.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's why I don't have motivation. I'm like worried.
Yeah.
I feel like I try so hard to be like positive, especially because that man Caesar, he's like, oh my god, everything's gonna be fine, stop worrying, why are you worrying?
Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, why am I worrying, everything's gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, my mind is like, no, worry.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a big thing. So I mean, I think in like in a month we're gonna know like what's the outcome. So, you know, I think maybe by the summer I'll be fine.
So
by 2023,
we'll be back to ourselves.
So, I do want you to keep me in your prayers, me and my family.
Yeah.
So, hopefully this podcast helps me to, you know, get distracted.
Get distracted. Yeah.
No, positive vibes only.
And I think it's I think what's important is kind of being able to, even through the difficult times, still choosing to kind of, you know, get up and do something, you know, instead of like, I'm just going to give up and everything's going to be horrible.
I try not to, but I think it's subconsciously because I'd be like, I'm just sleepy. That's all.
I think also it's important to just sit with your feelings.
To what?
Sit with your feelings. Like, actually, like, okay, like, why am I feeling like this? Is this, you know, true? Like, I think a lot of people sometimes, like, try to, like, no, I can't feel like this. You know, like, no.
I feel that's me.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's important. Because if not, it's always going to come back. And it's always going to come back, that feeling. So it's important to just sit with them and be like, okay, is this really going to happen? Is this really true? Yeah. Or is this just a false thought? Yeah,
I think you have to allow yourself to feel sad, feel worried, feel stressed.
Yeah.
Because honestly, me, I'm like, no, I can't let it get to me.
Yeah.
Because you know, like if I'm down, I feel like my
Encanto.
Like the girl, the main girl. Oh. Yeah, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I guess you could say. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because it's like, no, you can't cry because you have to be strong for everybody. Yeah. You have to be like, you know, the glue. And it's like, no, well, sometimes.
And I feel like if I let myself down, everybody's gonna see it, and it's like, oh my god, should I worry?
Yeah.
You know, no, and so
It's important. It's definitely to feel. Hard.
It's yeah. definitely hard.
You should watch Inside Out.
No, that's like, to me.
It you don't makes, like Inside Out?
I feel like it gets me in a depressed mood.
Really?
Yeah.
It talks about
the little song. I think it's the little song. What that, song?
Oh, whenever she's playing?
I think so. I'm like, why do I want to cry?
It actually.
It does get me a little depressed.
I like how it explains the emotions, but. Yeah. Sorry, I was just talking about the emotion part. I'm like, no, but I think it's important to feel and just sit, yeah. sit with them.
Yeah. And lately, I've just been distracting myself with Netflix.
You see? You shouldn't distract yourself.
So that makes me more lazy.
Yeah, you should just be like, you know what? I like giving yourself, at least that's what I do. Like, okay, I'm going to give myself 5 or 10 minutes to just sit with my emotions and allow myself to cry. But after these 10 minutes, I need to get back up and do something. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like allowing your, also giving yourself like timelines, because then if it's like,
yeah,
I'm going to cry the whole day, it's like, I'm going to be depressed the whole day, yeah. you know? Yeah, you should try that. Or give me a call.
Okay, I'll call you. It's just going to be like, oh my God, again?
The fifth time on the week.
No, but también, I really want to, we want to try and have this weekly, yes. not slack off anymore.
Yes, guys, we're really going to try. It's yeah. just, we're back on track. We're really trying here.
Yeah. But again, you know, life happens sometimes. So understand us.
Yeah, but also,
if anything, yeah. understand us.
There was a comment which I thought was really funny that we're like, nope. Gotta speak to the manager. I love reading those comments, guys.
Me too. Whenever support. I don't get feedback, I'm like, is nobody listening
yeah,
to
I'm
us?
Yeah, I'm like, does nobody miss us? Yeah. Are we not gonna make it big?
I was like, I'm not gonna keep doing the podcast if nobody asks.
And then y'all asked. And I'm really happy that y'all did.
Yeah, it
because
kind of
it does give us that little yeah, motivation, right?
It gives us like a little push to like, we gotta do it. We yeah, gotta do it.
Like people are actually listening to us. It one of my so my brother Caesar recently told us that like somebody that he works with, which is like so, cause like somebody that we don't know like personally.
Yeah.
So my brother has a sticker in his truck, and that she was like, "Hey, like I haven't heard the girls, like you know, post recently."
Yeah.
And that was just very, for me. It was very heartwarming.
To me too. Like, so if like, you're listening to us,
thank you.
You really pushed us.
Yeah, because it's like that's so sweet. And yeah, so thank you for yeah.
thank
pushing
you for,
us.
Yeah, and thank you for everyone that reached out.
Yeah, it and meant, for everybody it meant a lot. That didn't reach out, you shouldn't. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for everybody that continues to listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
And
if you're still here, if you're still subscribed.
The MVPs.
And if you're not unsubscribed, subscribe.
If you haven't follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think it's so great, like, telling the journey of just our life with yeah. the people that listen to us.
Kind of like venting.
Yeah. Right? So if like if you're going through something similar, let us know. We love to hear kind of like, you know, what people yeah. are going through. We love cheesement. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Or if you have any questions for us.
Or topics. We're still kind of like, hey, oh, yeah. like.
What are you guys interested in? What do you want to listen?
We want give the people what they want.
We're yeah. like, this episode needs to be good, guys.
Yeah, they're like, and then so yeah, let us know what you want us to hit talk about, because we have hit kind of like, I mean,
we need some topics, yeah. we need some ideas, especially you know
starting
coming
kind of
coming from our audience, yeah, because I feel
we want ooh. Y'all to be, you know,
yeah, it's like this one's for you.
Yeah, this one's for you, Michael. I don't know who's Michael, but you know. What? I don't know what I just
why.
So but yeah, thank you for listening, guys. We hope that you're still hooked in our life stories.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we create a band next. I don't know. But
yeah.
Well, yeah. I had a question. So during this time that we didn't post,
we're MIA.
So I had a question. I was asking Nancy about it. I was like, am I wrong or what? Actually, if you're still listening, wow, great for you. So I used to, I'm just going to give you all the background of it, and then, you know. So I used to talk to this guy for like a couple of years, like 2 years probably, when I was in College Station. It's interesting. Just the whole story behind it is interesting. We kind of just talked for a while. I met him because of a friend. We had never met. We met once. He went to College Station. He had graduated already. Anyway, continued to talk. It was like romantic because we would talk like every night, mm-hmm. All this stuff, right? then we stopped talking because he lives far, and I took it, like, I was like, you know what? I felt like I was starting to have feelings for him. Mm-hmm. And, like, feelings. I was like, hey, like, you know, like, I don't want, especially because I just recently had gotten out of a relationship.
All this you stuff. Weren't in the place.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, like, I think we should stop talking because I know that I'm starting to catch feelings and all this stuff. So we did. We did stop talking, but we were still, like, friends on, like, social media. So recently, I mean, not recently. Well, yeah, recently. Yeah. So I posted something on Snapchat. I hadn't talked to him, like, over a year, probably. Posted something on Snapchat, and he messaged me, like, laughing about what I posted, which I found it very, like, odd, because I was like,
oh, yeah, we're like,
like, wait, what?
When I saw his message, it was really out of nowhere.
Yeah, when I saw his message, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, LOL, whatever, right? I thought that was going to be the end of the conversation. But then he continued the conversation for probably 2 days, I think, right? I told you, like, for 2 days. Maybe?
I think so.
I think it was,
like... Didn't he, like, stop and then, like, out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah. So he didn't respond to me one day, and I was like, okay, like, that's fine, right? Yeah. And then out of nowhere, the next day, he was like, I'm so sorry, I forgot to respond. I've just been so busy. And he says to me, like, this... Like, yeah. It was all this stuff. And me over in my side of things, right, because I didn't know... So before this, he used to post pictures of him and his girlfriend, like, way before he talked to me. So in my mind, I'm like... For sure, he's not talking to anybody because why would he, right? In my mind, because of the person that I knew who he was, and I just, so anyway, so I'm over here like, oh my gosh, like what? He's messaging me again? Okay, all the same.
Oh, and yeah, she was like, oh my god, is he the one that I'm gonna marry?
No, like, wait,
she's god. Like, no, you bring him back? Like, do you think I can move him? Like, I can make him move over here?
To Houston?
Or wait, long-distance relationship? Is that possible?
Guys, I was, like, going...
This is one little message.
This is when you know you've been single for too long, guys. So we stopped the conversation. And I think that night, or maybe the next night, he posts a picture of his girlfriend. And is like, oh, eating dinner with my fiancé.
Fiancé!
I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. I was just, like, shocked, because I was, like...
She was.
Because I was, like, wait. I get it. Like, if it had just been the first message, like, yeah. Laughing...
Uh-huh.
It's fine. Like, I wouldn't even think about it.
Because
like,
I think it was, like, a story reply.
Yeah, he replied to a story. Fine, great. But for him to, like, go out of his way to, like, text again, continue conversation, to apologize because you didn't text me, still, like, send me why you didn't text me back quickly... Like, oh, I've been so busy. Like, this is my schedule.
Yeah, no, like, if he forgot to
text like, just don't text me back anymore.
Yeah. Like, if you're in a relationship.
We're friends for us to be,
I haven't talked in years.
So, I was just like, am I, like, just overthinking this? Because I know that if I was, like, the fiancé, I would be mad. I would be like, wait, why did you have to go out of your way? Like, if it had just been the reply to the story, probably not. I'd be like, whatever, it was funny, right? Because I'm funny. But if I would have seen the whole conversation of, like, why are you answering again and again, I think I would be upset.
I personally, if I was a fiancé, I mean, I don't know if I would break up with him, but I would be a little pissed.
I don't know if break up, but I would be, I would be mad. Especially if I knew that there was a romantic link between us.
Yes.
You know?
But... If he replied to your story, that would have been fine. Because it's like, okay.
It's funny. Like, fine. Even then, though, maybe I'm toxic. Yeah.
Maybe because you did have feelings for each other.
Even then, I'll be like, why? Why?
It's like, that's one of your pretendientes. Yeah.
After so many years, why choose to respond to their
But well, what triggered me was like, why? If you had left the conversation.
Why come back and...
Like, why are you still trying to talk to her?
Right?
Like, why are you apologizing? And you're supposed to be apologizing to...
your fiancé.
Me only.
Yeah. Like, so I was just like, wait a minute. Wait a second. Because I also had, like, I don't know if high standards, but I thought very well of this guy. Like,
oh,
I was
she
like,
did.
Yeah, I told Nancy, I was like, no, he would not have a girlfriend. I know who he was back then, and he's very respectful, and this and this and that.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? So I deleted him.
He's blocked.
Because it's like, there's no point in me having you, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. That was probably petty, but it's just like.
So what do you want to ask our audience? What do you think?
Like, okay, did I overreact? Like, would y'all have.
What do you think about that? Would you get mad?
If you were the fiancé.
If you were the fiancé.
Would you get mad? Or would you just, like, be whatever? If you were me, would... Because I was butthurt, too. Because I was like, that's messed up. Because you're kind of, like...
Was he kind of flirting with you?
Maybe not flirting. I don't know. I think it was just, like, a conversation. Mm. But even then, like, for you to, like... Why?
Why do that? Why not, though?
Right? Because, like, it's like, why? Why? Like, there's no point of it. So, for me, it's like... I think it was just disrespectful in the sense of, like, to your fiancé and for you to just out of nowhere, knowing that we had that past, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, do you think I overreacted?
You think she's toxic?
Do you think I'm toxic, guys? Or do you, or am I?
I think we can be a little just, but no, is that toxic? No, or the trigger, mean? The trigger is when he apologized.
Yeah.
Like, but maybe just leave it alone. That's leave it alone.
Being, like.
Respect, like, nice.
Respect, because, like, for me, it's like respecting the fiance. Like, why would you do, like, you know that you're in a relationship. You know that you have a fiance. Why text another girl? Like, why? There's no point for it.
I don't know.
You're like, I'm racking my head and I don't know.
To me, the trigger is just, like, don't apologize to me if the conversation ended already.
To me, it was everything. First, like.
Because I think, are you not allowed to talk to friends?
But we weren't friends anymore. I mean, it's like, we're friends on social media, but we haven't talked in, like, 2 years. For you to just, like...
But he really found that story funny.
It wasn't even that funny.
it was funny.
It's just, like, I don't know. I, like, seeing it from my point of view, if I'm me, like, me, and I'm married, and a friend posted something funny...
Red flag.
I wouldn't. Really?
I think sometimes I'll be like, oh my god, that's funny.
Well, actually, if it's a friend, like, that I actually, we were friends, we would talk, maybe. Like, we would talk daily and all that stuff. But if it was, like, me and him.
I think, like, if in high school, you know, like, you had your friends, it was kind of like, oh, shit, that was funny. You know, I'll give you the credit. That's funny.
Okay, I guess fine. But that's it. Like, ha, 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 that's funny. Or laughing emojis.
Yeah, that's just true. That's it. But then when it gets, like,
to you continue I think.
How you been? Good. Yeah.
Yeah. At a point. Oh, he was like, I hope you're doing good. Smiley face. The little, you know, the. And I was like, oh, thank you. I hope you are too.
That's it. Right there.
And then from there, I think the conversation kept going. Oh. So I was like, for me, in my head, I was like, oh, I think there was a point where I said something dry and I was like, if he continues the conversation, then, you know, maybe, you know, whatever. And he did. And it was the point that he, yeah, no contesto, because I was like, LOL. That was it. At the end.
So it's like Leslie was planning, like, oh my god, imagine,
our wedding.
Imagine
so when we get married. When we get married here, right?
She was preparing her bridesmaid boxes.
I was preparing my
bridesmaid proposals. She's like, oh my god, imagine the story I'm gonna tell my kids.
So yeah, guys. So yeah. Tell me what you think. Both sides, right? If you're the fiance, would you get upset? If you're the guy. It, like, do you see anything wrong with it? Do you not see anything wrong with it? That's the question for the week.
Yeah.
Please ponder on it. Please think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll end it in there.
Yes, we'll end it there. Please send us some feedback.
Yeah, please.
Don't forget about the other question we asked. We want to listen to. Thank you for still being here. Yeah.
We really, really appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Turn on your notifications so you can get, you know.
Subscribe. I feel like a YouTuber. Subscribe. Comment below.
Comment below on our Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for being here. We'll see you in our next episode.
Woo, bye.
Bye.